When it comes to protecting your home, experience matters. Sheriff Goslin Roofing has been installing quality roofs for 120 years, delivering dependable craftsmanship and durable roofing systems designed to last. From inspections and repairs to complete roof replacements, our team is committed to doing the job right the first time. Learn more at sheriffgoslin.com and follow Sheriff Goslin Roofing on Facebook. Sheriff Goslin, protecting what matters most.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I've been using the same entrance for 28-plus years. The employee's entrance on 33rd Street. Yesterday, last night, I go in. My ticket gets scanned. I'm in. You know the elevator.
Yes.
I go in the elevator. And also people having their ticket scanned also. And elevator's not moving. And the security guy comes to me and says, we need you to get off the elevator. I said, for what? So we could speak about it now. I said, I'm not getting out of the elevator. So it's another 5 minutes. Then they finally send the elevator up because they know I'm not getting out the elevator. Get on the elevator. As you know, people don't know, the garden floor is on the fifth floor. I'll go up to five, and security's waiting for you like it just ran out of Macy's stealing something. And they said, security guy, they're all, this comes from the top. He says, Mr. Lee, you have to leave Madison Square Garden. They wanted me to leave the garden, walk outside, out to 33rd Street. Employer, that's where I came from, walk outside and come back on 31st Street. And I said, I'm not doing that.
That was part of Spike Lee and his comments after the way he was treated last night at the Garden, as we talked about previously on this first hour of the show. From that came a statement from the Knicks that was just recently released. And it says, and I quote, the idea that Spike Lee is a victim because we have repeatedly asked him not to use our employee entrance and instead use a dedicated VIP entrance, which is used by every other celebrity who enters the garden, is laughable. It's disappointing that Spike would create this false controversy to perpetuate drama. He's welcome to come to the garden anytime via the VIP or general entrance, just not through our employee entrance, which is what he and Jim agreed to last night when they shook hands, meaning Jim Dolan.
Mm.
Now, it lends itself a lot to what you were saying.
Yeah, he was thinking he was above everybody else. There's obviously a VIP entrance. They obviously have a plan for important people that they don't go through with us, the rest of us schlubs. They get their own entrance. But that apparently wasn't good enough for Spike, so he was going through a different way.
Well, it's the same way he's been going through, though, for how many years?
Well,
the he said, she said thing.
But if the other people that are spending $3,900 per ticket have to go through the VIP entrance, why does he get to go through the employee entrance?
Okay, and we all know, like we said, there's preferential treatment, and for a guy that's been around the franchise as long as he has, plus you get set in your ways. But whether he got a phone call or not, which is another quote where he said he never got a call, but this lends itself to make you believe whether it was a phone call or not, conversations were had in which this wasn't like blindsiding him. But I will throw this to you guys just from a different perspective on all this. If you're a professional sports franchise, especially in the number one media market in the world, you don't put out a press release in which you call anything laughable. You stay close to the vest. You don't disparage anybody about any part of this or try to insinuate that they were trying to make this something that it wasn't or to capitalize on this. And this is kind of like after talking about the PR nightmare was all the Astros releases in the last couple of episodes and incidents that they've had. Reading a statement like this from the quote-unquote new Knicks regime concerns me also because from a PR department – this is not the way you handle it.
Yeah, they could have handled it better for sure.
Right.
The message could have been different.
Exactly. And the way that you present it could be a little less finger-pointing and a little more of, we look forward to sitting down with Mr. Lee and working out an amicable solution.
Less defensive, more generic. right? Like, just be a little less defensive when it comes to him and the situation. And, you know, not that you owe him that, but it can be a bad look. If people love Spike and they love the fact that he's the, like you said, the Jack Nicklaus of the Knicks, yeah. Jack Nicholson of the Knicks, why not just come out and be like, hey, we're going to figure this out. We're sorry if Spike felt like we treated him poorly. We have a VIP entrance that he's always welcome to use. We thought there was an agreement. Apparently there was a mix-up. We're going to make sure that we figure this out so it doesn't happen again. That's all you got to say, and it's a great way of – you kind of pointed out there is a VIP entrance. We talked to him. But, yeah, they went on the attack, it feels like. Yeah. And they were defensive at the same time. Probably not the best look.
Laughable and saying it's disappointing that he would create false controversy to perpetuate drama.
Well.
Yeah, that's – that. You know, that's not – exactly. Like you said, high road – less is more in terms of don't say a whole lot in the media. Just say we're going to get, you know, what happened last night was unfortunate. It was a misunderstanding. We look forward to getting together with Mr. Lee to work out a solution.
Yeah.
So we'll see how this whole thing plays out. And also, I'm curious, because I don't know what the rest of their schedule looks like, but Spike Lee's a huge basketball fan. For him to say he's not going to another Knicks game the rest of the year, he said that this morning. I don't know if he's going to do all that.
Yeah, he paid for the tickets.
Good point, too.
And for Gurr, a ticket. And you're not going to use them? You're going to sell them to somebody else? Ain't nobody buying them. They're going to expect you to, well, I guess you could give them away.
Nick, get Spike Lee on the show and make sure you notate that if he's not using those tickets, we'll use them. And then we'll just set up, unlike if we created the lawsuit the other day in which you guys were going to benefit from my case, this way we could split it three ways. We just get the tickets. We broker the tickets. We split it three ways. If he's not using them, we'll take them.
I agree with that.
I think that's the way we should go about this.
Can I confess something?
Sure.
I'm a little excited over something I shouldn't be excited about.
Okay.
I ordered an Instapot.
All right.
And it came today. And I cannot wait to get home and make rice.
I bought one as a gift. I don't have one for myself.
I don't know why this excites me so much, but I'm like jazzed to make rice. And... It's a combo Instapot/air fryer. So I want to try to make some wings in the air fryer because they're healthier.
One, thank God Nora's out of town. Because you may burn down the
I'm probably going to. Well, and I told her I bought it because I was like, hey, this. She's like, oh, well, you'll have to think of something for me to cook when I get back. I was like, oh, I've already used it. Are you kidding me? I don't know why I'm so jazzed about it. Y'all don't have one, do you?
No.
And you have one?
I bought one for somebody. I looked at the orange chicken recipe, and I was like,
It look good?
It look pretty good.
See,
let me know how that works out for you, because I'd be very, very intrigued for you to execute a recipe and cook in the kitchen.
I'll do it.
Wow.
Instapot recipe.
First thing I said when you said Instapot is what? There's like it's like minute rice that all of a sudden you got marijuana on the quick? Just Instapot?
No, you just, you can kind of set it and forget it. It's almost like a crock pot.
Yeah.
But apparently it makes everything delicious and you really can't mess it up.
The air fryer intrigues me.
Yeah, because you can have French fries and wings and stuff, but you're not actually frying them in oil.
I'm interested in like the difference because Raheel was telling me about the difference in fat content and
the
healthy. I'm like, look, if you can make it crispy and taste like that without it being like that.
There's no reason I should be as excited as I am. And
you should have a recipe. Make some and bring it in for the interns to try.
It's a good call. I was like, where's
I'm not
this?
Trying that.
Because you know if we made something and brought it in, he ain't
like,
eating it.
Oh, yeah. And then you're all like, the interns.
Yeah, we need test dummies. I'm not just going to try your recipe.
Okay. I hope it's so good.
Is that a nickname you give the tray?
I'm not going to let you have any of it if it's delicious. None of it.
What
a
if it
single
sucked?
Bite. Well, we'll just keep that between us.
Oh, okay.
Would it
be laughable?
You know what's sad is I bought my first pair of Yeezys.
I see that.
And I'm more excited about the Instapot because these shoes, these Yeezys are so comfortable. I'm like, oh, it's like walking on pillows. Mm-hmm. And I was excited about them, but I am now more excited about the Instapot. It's the weirdest damn thing. There's no reason. And I don't even cook.
Did you get the nice one? Because there's two versions. There's
There's a
$60 one and like an $80 one. Yeah.
Oh, he's talking about the Instapot, not the Yeezys. Because I'm like, well, that's completely a different price range.
Yeah.
I don't even know
even
how much.
Even the Instapot was.
You don't want to know.
Yeezys, I ain't playing with that.
I spent a lot. Because they're not available anymore. So I had to get them on StockX.
I knew that was
$800?
No. They were at one point they were going for $1,500. I paid $300.
Wow.
Yeah. My wife was like, you what? I was like, hey, you know, it's a good deal. They were $1,500 after market. I got them for three. She was like, you paid $300?
He paid $1,600 for the Instapot.
No. I did pay $180.
Oh, you got a nice one.
Yeah.
You really got a nice one. Seriously.
Yeah. Well, now, I mean, to be fair, I had gift cards with Amazon. I got it on Amazon, and it was the, like, 11-in-1. It makes yogurt. I'm like, what? That's weird. I just leave sour cream out.
Takes your blood pressure, checks your cholesterol.
Yeah. It's like 11-in-1 things. It does sous vide, which I was like, oh, okay.
I actually was going to kiddingly say that to you because that was your specialty. That's crazy.
It does 11 different things. It does 11 different things, including it'll like steam rice. Obviously, that's supposed to be its specialty.
I think you got the 7-in-1 or like the 8-in-1, like the 8-quart, like the baddest ass version of the Instapot.
Does so that I, surprise you? The man has a machine that presses his shirts, a robot that vacuums his rooms with outlets in every room.
That wasn't necessary.
And a scale that does everything from freaking take your temperature to freaking measure your bone density.
You didn't
know. Am I lying? Thank you.
I mean, bone density? Hold on.
I swear to God.
What are you talking about? There's no. What, you're talking about a scale?
A scale?
Like your weight?
Yeah.
That not only measures your weight, yeah, but it measures your body fat, your bone density,
your water,
all this other stuff.
How much water weight you have versus fat. Yeah.
But Joel was just talking about some sort of machine like at a doctor's office.
Apollo Men's Health has this crazy, crazy machine where all you do, you stand on it and you grab the certain handles and things like that, and it does all this elaborate breakdown. And Barry's like, yeah, I got something like that at the house.
So Barry has a several thousand dollar industrial machine that's being used at clinics.
No, it doesn't have the
vacuum.
Handles.
That's the vacuum. That's something yeah, different.
It doesn't have the handles, but there's like these metal plates on the, and you stand on it, and I guess it shoots stuff up through the metal plates into your body. I don't know how it does it. It's magic to me.
It's internal Star Wars, Nick.
Yeah, it's just, but yeah, it'll do that.
I guess measures Zion Williamson's bone density.
It gives you like seven different readings.
He can get Dr. Scholl's, his blood pressure checked, and a diet, all from standing on a scale.
I'm not getting Dr. Scholl's.
He's not telling us his accurate weight. If you're a pronator or a supinator just by standing on the steel plates.
No, I am. I'm telling you my accurate.
You're saying
weight.
The bone density number instead of like the weight to make it seem like it's
lesser.
I'm not 201.
Takes
I'm
the lesser
really
of the
241.
Two.
I'm just counting bones only.
I don't even know what bone with the. No, how do you present bone density numbers? I don't even
I don't
know.
Is you it, have the machine. You should.
I don't look at any of the other numbers.
Oh, that's a waste.
You're right. I agree, 100%. I just look at the and my weight. I just go, oh, I'm 201. I was 203 yesterday. Cool. That's it.
So are you whooping up some dinner tonight or what?
Well, I was excited to go home and do it, but then I realized I have the improv workshop tonight. So no, I'm not going to make. But hopefully maybe I'll make some food tomorrow and bring it for you guys on Thursday. How's that?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see how it goes.
Intern, what's his name? Intern nope. John and Juggalo Trey.
Here's the thing. We it. Did the same thing.
Give
and brought
some
it
to
in.
Your cat.
You wouldn't eat it.
No, because I don't trust y'all's kitchens. Y'all might
That's
have roaches.
Nice. We may have roaches, and you got robots.
I definitely don't have roaches.
No, we don't but either.
You might.
Have I told you how my wife... You know my wife does... She was almost crying, by the way.
Uh-oh, that's not good.
This morning, early, she got back from the gym. I'm like, what's wrong? I got the baby. Everything's cool. What's going on? She's like, one of the skeeter eaters got in the house, and I tried to wave it outside, and I hit it too hard, and I killed it. Now I'm like, it's a bug.
Oh, no.
So if you think we got roaches, that would
all
be
right,
a negative.
I finally got the damn thing. Here's all the stuff that it does. Air fryer, electric pressure cooker, slow cooker, steamer, saute, sous vide, roast, bake, broil, and a warmer.
Yeah.
You're going to be so fat come Monday?
No, because I'm going to try to cook healthy stuff in it.
This from a guy that's hammering Cheetos.
Yeah.
Huh?
This from a guy that's hammering Cheetos.
Oh, man. These munchies are great.
Well, we can hear them.
Barry said that part of the thing
can
is
you?
That they have a recipe
I
for homemade.
I thought I held it far
yeah,
away from
they got
a
homemade
the,
Cheeto recipe. He'll make those for you. He's going to make you some homemade Cheetos with an air fryer.
It's really going to be cauliflower and hot sauce.
Oh, hell no.
Don't tell him that. He wouldn't know the difference.
Hell no.
They go down just as easy.
I tried that cauliflower pizza. No.
Oh, is it bad?
Negative.
It sucked?
AJ tolerates it. I think it's a big negative.
Ugh.
Yeah.
So not good?
Mm-mm.
What, did you buy it at the store or what?
I bought it at a pizza spot in, it's like a mod pizza spot in L.A. And they had regular crust and they had cauliflower.
Wait. You're that doesn't at a, sound like good. A mod pizza spot. And instead of eating the stuff that they're famous for, you ordered a... Did you feel guilt?
I mean, sometimes it's convenience, you know? It was like right next
so
to the
you
hotel.
Got a cauliflower pizza?
Yeah, what's that?
Why?
What's wrong with you, man?
It's supposed to be healthier.
You're at a pizza place.
Yes.
If you want healthy, go to a salad place.
Go to
You're right. You're right. That's the dumbest thing. I mean, I agree with both of you right now. It's
He's like,
dumb.
You're right. You're up.
It was dumb.
Let's move on. All right, we're going to continue to roll. It's hour number two, 3 hour show. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776. HR&P listener line. Call or text. Hit us on Twitter. It's the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Wrapping up hour number one. I'm sorry, first half. Not even hour number one. It's flying by.
What the hell?
Well, I was
half
like,
number one right now.
Okay, I didn't need all that. What happened to lifting all of us up instead of... Jeez. Wrapping up the first half of the show.
Hey.
Usual Suspects, right. ESPN 97.5. By the way, again, may I just add, if there is one term that is overly used, exhausting, and needs to be put to bed, Houston, do we have a problem?
Oh, yeah.
Every single time. They lose to the Knicks and Molly, what's her name this morning? Houston, do we have a problem? I mean, think of something when they win six in a row or something, but oh my God, that's annoying. Okay. We've had more problems than a year of Dr. Phil. It's just every chance they get, someone uses that stupid, annoying phrase.
I don't like it.
I hate it.
I have... been pretty vocal about it in the past.
Yeah, I'm on that bandwagon with you now because when she brought it up this morning, I was like, oh, turn the page.
I don't understand why people think it's still clever so many years later. Like, this is the only thing you can think of when it comes to Houston. You have a problem. Houston, we have a problem. Houston, there is no problem. Houston and problem. Like, just... I've never understood why people think they're being creative when they do that. You're really not. You've literally stole that from 15,000 people that have used it before.
And a few movies.
Yeah.
That used it from back in the day. Was it Apollo 13 and all the different...
I don't know which Apollo it was, but...
It was Apollo 13, the movie.
Was it? Well, I mean, it actually happened.
I know, but I'm just saying that the quote got really regenerated and popular again. With Houston, we have a problem when they had whatever issues with while up in space. But yeah, that's annoying. From a baseball perspective, there was a lot of stuff all of a sudden to talk about. And it wasn't just about the sign stealing scandal, although one of them indirectly involved it. That was pretty funny. I saw a story this morning on a couple different sites that said that there is an outcry now to implore Major League Baseball to do a lot of what the NBA does and have players mic'd up for regular season games.
Mm-hmm.
They do it for the All-Star game. They're now doing it in spring training if you missed it. And if you missed it, you missed a lot. Because Anthony Rizzo of the Cubs was mic'd up yesterday. And it was Major League Baseball watching gold.
Yep.
Because no one really, as you've mentioned, I think more than a few times, I mean, maybe inundated me with, the fact that we shouldn't be that concerned with spring training baseball or give any kind of updates.
This is a fact.
It is a must-see TV entertaining moment when you get players, especially first baseman or where there's dialogue, when you get people mic'd up or when the broadcasters can talk about them. Anthony Rizzo had that opportunity yesterday during the ESPN broadcast. And you set it up because this was some good stuff.
So he's at the plate, and he's able to talk to Jessica. If you recall the All-Star game, like when Springer was in the outfield, and he was able to communicate with the broadcast team. He had an earpiece and a microphone. Well, the same is true with Rizzo at the plate. So he's actually walking us through the at-bat, what he's thinking at the plate and talking to Jessica Mendoza, and she's able to talk back, and this is what took place.
I'm doing some math in my head what he's going to throw.
What do you got?
I have no idea. I wish I knew. Someone banged for me. I'm feeling a heater right here because I've only seen one today from him.
Oh.
Oh. I'm going to go to her. No, I'm not. Wow. That's good math.
Nice work. Glad the math kicked in at some point.
I love this. There's so many great things about this. Mm-hmm. One, he goes, somebody bang something for me. Direct shot at the Astros for cheating.
Yep.
Because he doesn't know. He's like, I'm going to do some math. I don't know what's coming. Somebody bang something for me. Hilarious. Great way to take a shot. Be funny at the same time. And then he guesses, I'm guessing fastball because he's only thrown me one today. And obviously you guys can't see it. But sure enough, it's fastball about shoulder high, to which he goes up and gets and just absolutely laces into right center field in the gap, which is why you hear him go, yes, called it. And then he starts running, and that's why he yells, I'm going too, because it's in the gap, and it looks like it's going to be all the way to the wall. Then it gets cut off, and then he's like, nope, I'm not. I'm just, it was outstanding. And if there was
someone banged for me.
If there was a lot more of that in baseball, could you imagine how much more fun baseball would be?
No question. And the thing was, it didn't end there. He also, because he's playing first base, he has a ton of dialogue with other players and has other situations. He's playing first base, and he's literally still talking to the broadcasters. And he's like, God, I remember when I was 7 years old, and let's just say there was a Hall of Fame switch hitter that used to play frequently, and my dad and I would go to games, and we'd be behind the dugout, and we would heckle the heck out of him. And I don't know who's doing the game with Jess, the play-by-play guy, but he goes, so you're talking about Chipper Jones, aren't you? And he's like, yeah. And he goes, you know, we just hired him. He's going to start doing games with us. He's like, oh, that's good. He's like, yeah, so I think, you know, Chipper Jones's real name is Larry, and my dad and I would just relentlessly go behind the dugout and just keep yelling, Larry, Larry. And he's like, so I make my debut in 2011, Chipper gets on first base, and I was just like in awe. That's Chipper Jones I'm talking to. I used to heckle you as a kid. Now I'm standing next to you. It was one of the coolest moments of my life. And he goes, Chipper Jones then verified it on Twitter and came back and said, everything he said is true.
That's outstanding.
That's why you do it. Remember Verlander?
Yeah.
And who was batting against Verlander in the All-Star game? It was Freddie Freeman. And the same thing, he's like, oh, God, please don't throw me a fastball here or anything like that.
Yeah.
With all the things negative with the cheating scandal, everything going around with baseball,
this could help.
You could do a lot worse.
Yeah, and I wouldn't do it often, maybe just once a week, one player. And you could even, not where it's necessarily live, but, you know, like they mic up a football player, they mic up a basketball player. Start doing it in baseball. There's a lot of funny dudes in baseball. I would love to have Trevor Bauer mic'd up. I'm not even going to lie to you. And we need to get it to,
you're gonna get to
what
that.
He did as well. But it wouldn't bother me if Trevor Bauer was mic'd up. There are some really fun characters in baseball that don't get a chance to shine, like what you just heard with Rizzo. They need more of that.
Absolutely agree. All right, with that, first half of the show is behind us. The second half still to come. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
I wish I knew. Someone banged for me.
G'day, Sam Windsor from the Houston Sabercats here. Rugby's simple. Make tackles, hit rucks, score tries. Almost as simple as using the app. Stream ESPN 97.5 from anywhere, even down under.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Usual Suspects, 90 in the books, 90 still to go. Here comes the second half of the show right here on ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in the studio, and you know we love our Sabercats. This rugby team is serious business. Barry was just recently out there, told us about all the fun that can be had if you go to the new Aviva Stadium, and now you get your chance. You can feel the roar. Houston Sabercats rugby as the Major League Rugby team takes Saturday, March 7th. As the next date that they are going to be playing, 7 p.m. Aviva Stadium, although the read, by the way, says March 7th. Not 7th, 7th. The new Aviva Stadium features the best seats in the country and two bars stocked with plenty of cold Carbach beer and great rugby action. Caller number 10, 713-780-3776. You get a pair of tickets to experience the excitement. 713-780-3776. Caller 10. Become a fan of Houston Sabercats rugby today. Tickets start at just $20. If you don't win them, you can get them by going to HoustonSabercats.com.
By the way, I can validate everything you said. Seats are great.
Yeah.
There are two fully stocked bars. There's the Cats Den and the one end of the stadium. Then they have another bar at the other end of the stadium. They've got a concession stand. I highly recommend the team shop. They've got some really cool gear. Like, legit cool.
They gave us T-shirts that were nice.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. They gave me, they had T-shirts, and they've got a jersey. But they've got some really badass, like, sweatshirts and stuff like that. Highly recommend a trip to the team shop while you're there. Grab you something.
You can take Oliver to the Cat's Den.
Okay. Now.
Do they allow pets?
I don't appreciate you making fun of my cat.
I'm not making fun of anything. Oliver just seems like the kind of socially friendly kitty that would like the Cat's Den.
This is because I have made so many three-legged dog jokes, isn't it?
Nope. Has nothing to do with that at all.
Okay.
All right. So that little three-legged little deal.
Yeah.
Sorry?
He's in Seattle.
He is in Seattle. Yeah. If you would pay attention, he is in Seattle.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They got a discount on the flight, too, because he's not a whole dog. So they were like, well, we'll give you 10% off. See? That was for Oliver. Not nice. That was for Oliver, you son of a gun.
Well,
is it by weight? Like, how does that work?
Yeah. Well, no, they're just like, I mean, he's 3/4 of a dog. We'll give you 25% off.
You could do a promotion and, like, get half price on tickets if Oliver craps on someone's head in the Cat's Den.
That's not the cat that did it. So now you're just reaching. Stretch first? Because you're going to pull something.
He could learn along the way.
You're going to pull something.
I mean, just don't pick up anything off the top of a car, like a mug or a drink
really
or a beverage.
Because
you can always pull something like that.
Slip a disc. So,
my whole entire ass.
You want to cough too?
What?
You want to cough?
You're just going to do them all. Just get them all out, Joel.
All of them.
Do them all.
So, you mentioned before the break, Trevor Bauer, again, because the guy just doesn't know when enough is enough. And we know
he's growing on me, though.
I'm
not
going to
lie. He's growing on me.
Yesterday was just another
love it
step in the, I don't know, I guess in your mind, right direction.
Yeah.
This was crazy. I'm watching SportsCenter at like 3 a.m, and I'm going, what is he doing? Because when pitchers warm up between innings to let the catcher know so they can be prepared, instead of like the signs, you have motions with your glove. If you just do, you know, you just flip your glove straight towards the catcher, it means a fastball. If you open up the glove and kind of up from a top to bottom like a 12-6, it means it's a curveball. If you kind of have it go to the catcher and you pull it back, that means it's a changeup. That's the way you let the catcher know what's coming in your warm-up pitches. He was doing that during the game yesterday.
Yeah. He was tipping his pitches on purpose. Still got the batter out. But he basically was telling the batter what was coming and then throwing that. So if he would flick the wrist and the glove at home plate, he threw a fastball, which was the signal for fastball. Got him out, which I kind of like for a couple reasons. One, because he's making fun of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And two, it also kind of proves the point that even though you know it's coming, you still got
to
hit.
Hard to hit, right?
Yeah.
So, and again, because of the fact that it's spring training. So the teams are open to more broadcast opportunities. The broadcasting outlets and the cable networks are trying to do more to entice people to watch spring training baseball. So their sideline reporter was actually in the Reds dugout and caught up with Derek Dietrich, the catcher for Bauer yesterday. And he said, if you follow baseball this offseason, there's a little thing going on with sign stealing. So Trevor's not too fond of it. So he figured he's going to try something new this season, and he's going to start telling the batters what's coming. And that way there's no ifs, ands, or buts about what's going on. Just here it comes. Try and hit it.
I like it.
It's amazing. And the fact that he was successful doing it.
Well, yeah, and then they even commented, we love Trevor. You know, he keeps us entertained, and he's a fun dude. And if you, you know, if he's on your team, you love him. If you're the Astros, you obviously you hate him.
Well, when you say, quote unquote, F you to the entire Houston Astros organization on social media, there's a chance you're going to be hated in Houston.
Sure.
I mean, at that point, Houston might have a problem. Just trying to tie the segments together. Just tying the segments together.
Houston, we have a problem.
Yep.
Oh, God. Did you just do that?
I did. I'm not going to apologize.
How do you feel about yourself?
I feel good.
You're not ashamed in the least?
Creatively tying in the segments. And we'll just wrap it up into a big ball and put a bow on it at the end of the show.
The other part of it is talk about Trevor Bauer. So he told Real Sports that 70% of major league pitchers use some sort of illegal substance, whether it's pine tar, firm grip, or whatever it is. And nobody in the league disputes that because 70% is actually low.
I believe that.
Now, that being said, Major League Baseball has come out and issued a statement basically telling everyone, if you cheat, you're going to get in trouble. And they're saying that it doesn't matter what it is. If you cheat, I was trying to find the original statement there, but they basically said, it doesn't matter what it is, if you manipulate the game, whether it be pine tar, a little stick 'em on your forearm, you're going to suffer potential consequences. So the other part of that I think is interesting is, now you're going to have, and they mentioned it in this article, and it's a great point, but now you're going to have players getting in trouble for pine tar when no Astros got in trouble for the trash can thing. People are, you think people are mad? You think players hate the Astros now?
But I also think
they're really going to be pissed.
I think this is Major League Baseball having to deal with the consequences of its own leniency, because you remember now one of the most viewed videos in the history of Sports Map, which, what's the mass hole that's on the SB Nation network? Matt Peralt, the massive Red Sox fan that had a real problem with it when everybody else said, and I did say mass.
No, I thought you were talking about Matt Hare initially.
No, Mr. Boston Red Sox gambling guy that has to take shots when you've never met people because you're picking on his beloved Red Sox. Well, guess what? We did the whole thing because you could catch all the Red Sox draped in pine tar from their wrist to their elbow on their hats and their mitts, and it was obvious. The fact that baseball just didn't crack down at that point, and we talked to Blummer when he was on about, you know, for infielding, he had it in the palm of his glove. He had it under the webbing, all these different places. You and I, Barry, talked about the fact that you had noticed the catchers put it on their shin guards. So baseball was just like, that's okay. It's part of the game. But now, because of all this other stuff, suddenly they're going to crack down on it.
So I found the exact quote. It says, during meetings with team personnel from the front office to coaching staffs, officials from the commissioner's office have been exceedingly clear in their message, according to sources. If you aid or abet cheating in any form, from sign stealing to using foreign substances to the many other forms and fashions, you will be held responsible and disciplined. So it said sign stealing. So now if they catch you stealing signs on second, are you?
It's a good question.
If you have a little too much pine tar up the bat, I'll tell you what's going to be crazy is if you're an Astro,
you better not have any pine tar on your body.
You better not have too much pine tar up your bat, Alex Bregman. You better not have any pine tar on your shin guards, Machado. Maldonado. I was thinking of the machete and combine them. But you better not cheat at all, because they, more than any other team, are going to be under the microscope.
Scrutinized. Absolutely. Yeah. But here's the other thing. It's also going to take player safety into consideration. It's going to be a problem because, as Blummer said, the players never made a big deal of the pine tar for the pitchers because you'd rather have a guy throwing 90-plus mile an hour have control of it than say it's a cold weather game. And because we've all heard Verlander's comments about the stitches aren't as raised, it's harder to get a grip on the ball, it makes it easier to hit, all those different things. But if it's like really cold outside, and the pitchers need that because it helps them get a grip on the ball to place where it's going to be, instead of if they lose control, it could actually do some serious damage. Now the players are going to be concerned about their own safety because a guy throws 99 and it's slipping out of his hand. Look the hell out.
Well, it's not just the control either. It's also you get you can increase the spin rate on your fastball.
Right. Yep.
And in fact, a lot of people think Trevor Bauer did that to prove a point last year. This is also in this article, and this is a whole other fascinating thing, but Fangraphs did this on Monday, Ben Clemens. But they were looking at Trevor Bauer's spin rate. His average four-seam fastball over his first 30 starts was 2,358 revolutions per minute. It jumped almost 400 revolutions per minute. He went from the having...
When was this?
This was last year, and from August to September. He went from having... And through August, his spin rate was the 120th highest in baseball. In September, second highest. And they were like, were you using a substance to prove a point? He said, no comment. But you know that's what he's doing. There's no way you gain that much on your spin rate. Without... You go from 120th to second, you're proving a point. And this, again... If you just take yourself out of your love for the Astros, this is why I like Trevor Bauer, because it's kind of interesting that he's calling out all of this stuff that we've kind of already known.
Yeah. Yeah. So very interesting stuff there as we continue to watch spring training baseball and the teams head towards the start of the regular season. Before we go to the break, I do want to tell you about our good friends at Infuse Energy. P. Randizzle tweeted last week. He got his last bill from Infuse. It's the lowest bill he's ever gotten, and he couldn't be happier. And I've hooked up so many of the suspects with Josh Peshnikoff and his staff, and I can do the same for you. Infuse Energy is just a great company because they make sure they get the lowest rate and the best possible rate they can give you in a deal every time that they talk to you about your energy and being your energy provider. You can check them out at InfuseEnergy.com. Better yet, call them 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. You're going to get a human being on the phone and not an automated system. They're going to give you as much information as they can, so they're going to ask you as many questions as you ask them because they want to know when you use energy the most, when you use it the least. Is it for your business or your family? Until they can set you up with the best plan and the best rate they possibly can. It's just the way they like to do business. They got a 5 out of 5-star rating at the Public Utilities Commission of Texas. You don't get that without being customer friendly. That's the best you can get. They provide energy for homes as well as businesses, and it's 100% green energy at your fingertips. It's the simplest, easiest thing you can do. Just pick up the phone and give them a call. 844-INFUSE2. That's 844-463-8732. Mention ESPN 97.5. $25 off your first bill. That's just the way they want to do business. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Infuse energy into your life.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, wrapping up hour number two of the three-hour extravaganza with Barry and Nick. You got Joel as we take you till four. We're getting into some baseball. People interested one way or another in Trevor Bauer, but at least there's some stories other than every day having to hear about the Astros and the scandal.
Yes.
It's nice to get some other stories and some variety on baseball.
Some fun stuff, not some sad, depressing stuff.
Speaking of that, hate to bring y'all down, but Houston's favorite ex-Astro, Ken Giles, has come out and said that he would give his ring back if they asked for it. Whatever they ask, I would oblige, because what was going on at the time was not okay. When he says all the things that he says, he claims he didn't know about what was going on. And he said, I feel awful how the guys are being punished. They're great people. They really are. And great ball players. But I guess sometimes you just have to roll with it. Either be quiet or speak up and tell the truth. Go out there and perform. Show them what you're made of. Competition-wise, it's going to be harder in all of baseball because now they'll want to show that it's man-to-man and not just computer-to-computer. He said, he also went on to say he knows what it feels like to be the bad guy. And so he'd rather be the guy that gives back his ring. Let me remind people, he deserved the bad guy title. When your manager goes out to pull you from a game in which you suck and you tell him F you.
Yeah, you're the bad guy.
You're an idiot and a bad guy.
Houston, you have a problem.
Right? When you win the title, no thanks to you in any way, shape, or form, and it's like you got a freaking competition trophy, and you go in the locker room celebration with a zero F's given tank top to draw more attention to yourself, you're the bad guy.
It's funny because he didn't feel like he needed to give it back until someone asked. He didn't come forward and say, hey, I'm going to give this back. He said, if they ask, I will. Well, it was, well, which is it? Do you feel like you deserve the ring or don't you? Because if you don't, then give it back. Don't wait for someone to ask for it. Forfeit it. Say you're right. going to sell it and donate it to charity. Do something else. But he's not doing that.
Yeah, Fire should do the same thing. Fire said he'd give it back, but he's waiting for someone to ask. Again, if you were the guy that started this whole thing and you were the tattler and you went out there and give wanted to make give it back.
And I think Big Poppy's point about Fires, and now I think it spreads to everybody that comes out that was on this team. Why didn't you say something then? How come you didn't speak up at the time? No one bothered to say anything at the time.
I'm with you.
Because you were benefiting from it. You were getting saves and wins and whatnot. You were benefiting from it. So it was okay then. And now it's easy to look back and say, well, you know, I wasn't going to say anything. Well, why not? There's right and there's wrong.
No, it's a great
point. You're on one side or the other. If you didn't say anything, you were wrong. If you knew it was going on and you didn't think it was okay, then you should have spoke up.
And from performance bonuses to sponsor bonuses to the you know, whether you're
how about a frontline World Series player bonus? Or not.
Yeah, you get playoff money.
You're
going to
get that money back too?
Depending on what cleats or glove you use or other things with the playoff exposures and the fact that you know, won this or won that. Different companies have different bonuses. I'm sure you didn't give all that back. Mm-mm. I'm sure if, you know, the appearances after the World Series when people said, hey, sign autographs at this mall, take pictures at this Whataburger, do this, do that. I'm sure that wasn't a problem.
Oh, no.
Right?
Of course not. All the benefit from the winning.
Ken Giles would like to think that for once in his career, he could actually be the good guy. Because he used to embrace it here. He used to like being the tough guy, hard guy out of the pen, the closer with that, you know, the whole major league, you know, mentality of Ricky Wild thing. And I'm going to come in and I'm going to be that guy. Well, then you start getting lit up.
Yeah.
And it changes the dynamic. You go back and look at his stats during that run. All he did was blow up twice and give up a bunch of runs. He never did anything to help that team, yet he got a ring. He got all the different benefits that come with it. And now all of a sudden it's like, because again, another guy scorned because they traded him and he was pissed off. You go and you go, well, I'll give it back.
Hey, I still stand by the fact that he was a good closer.
Boy, that was one of your guys. He was front and center on your, speaking of rotisserie, he was front and center with your rotisserie league.
Pink Valkyrie's not happy with us. She's like, oh, I just can't with you all today. We're talking about her closer.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Enjoy that with zero F's given.
Yeah. Well.
And every time there's not a save, people tried to tell me that last year. Every time, his only problem is when there's not a save on the line, he loses his focus. So he gives up like 19 runs every time that happens. But yet in a save situation, you can rely on that guy to close the door. Get out of here.
I mean, that's kind of true.
It's pretty solid, too, when you can go to the mound and pull your closer and you can get a big F-bomb in return.
And get him to punch himself in the face. That was the thing.
Oh, there was the other one.
You're an idiot.
Before he told A.J. Hinch to go F himself, he punched himself in the nugget.
That's all you need to know about him. Hey, Adam Schefter has breaking news.
Okay.
The Broncos and Jags have agreed on a trade that would send A.J. Bouye to Denver for a 2020 fourth-round pick. According to Adam Schefter, trade can't be processed until the new league year begins on March 18th.
Fourth-round
pick.
We know Chris Harris is no longer going to be a Bronco. We know that they needed
to
help.
Address it. That's right.
It obviously seems now, like, especially the last couple days, the Jags are just like fire sale mode. They're like just throwing away assets. And obviously you're going to have Texans fans that go, well, why didn't you bring him back for a fourth-round pick? Well, have you seen his salary?
Yeah, he's getting 13 this year, 13 next year.
That's
cap hit is 15 because of his
salty.
He had a prorated signing bonus, and he's got a roster bonus. So, yeah, he'll have a cap hit of 15.4 this year and 15.5 next year.
With all the salary issues you already have, you can't afford to take that on.
Yeah, but some people will tell you with the cornerback issues that you've had, you couldn't afford not to. But the problem is the conversation stops in the fact that the Jags aren't trading him in the division, so it wouldn't have mattered anyways. True. they're not going to send a good cornerback to go help the Texans in division. They're just not going to do
unless
that
unless they're just completely starting over again. Mm. And you still got Nick Foles under contract at big money.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens, but there's a little bit of NFL movement for you as we continue to run the gamut and just span the globe. We're just getting
Broncos
all kinds of stories.
A need and didn't John really Elway. Have to give up a lot.
There's a positive move on a player front from John Elway.
Well, and now you don't have to draft a corner necessarily.
Well, you know him.
Because that
draft
was going to be high
he
on
may
the
still
list.
Do it.
Yeah, but that was going to be high on their list for sure.
When's the last time Elway got a draft right? Yeah, okay. He'll find a way. All right, 2 hours in the books, 1 hour still to go, 60 minutes of the show. Coming up next, it's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting InnovationMap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
Hey, sweetie, your mother showed me this Carvana thing for selling the car. I'm going to give it a try. Wish me luck. Me again. I put in the license plate. It gave me an offer. Unbelievable. Okay, I accepted the offer. They're picking it up Tuesday from the driveway. I haven't even left my chair. It's done. The car is gone. I'm holding a check. Anyway, Carvana, give it a whirl. Love ya.
So good, you'll want to leave a voicemail about it. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.